This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is still growing, even as countries start to ease lockdowns and other restrictions. WHO's emergencies chief, Dr. Michael Ryan, said the epidemic is now peaking or moving towards a peak in a number of large countries. So far, there have been more than 9 million cases worldwide and 474,000 deaths. The United States leads the world in both categories by far. Its top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told a congressional panel Tuesday there will be more testing, not less, even after President Trump asked health officials to slow down testing. Fauci also said he is cautiously optimistic a coronavirus vaccine will be available as early as the end of this year. President Trump is back at the White House Wednesday morning after a campaign trip to Arizona Tuesday, where he spoke to hundreds of young conservatives who filled a megachurch to hear his call for them to get behind his reelection bid. Trump again used the term Kung Flu to describe the coronavirus during the rally in Phoenix, even as people have criticized his use of the term. Trump also spoke out against Democrats and rival Joe Biden, doubling down on his claims that liberals hate U.S. values and history. And a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake shook southern Mexico Tuesday, killing at least two people and damaging several buildings. Much of the damage said to be minor, with broken windows and collapsed walls. Geologists say southern Mexico, where four tectonic plates merge, is particularly vulnerable to strong earthquakes. This is VOA News. State media said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un suspended unspecified military action against the South in apparent reduction in tensions following weeks of threats from Pyongyang. It is not clear whether that means North Korea will now end its escalating campaign of threats and provocations towards Seoul. North Korea is upset at the South for failing to move ahead with a series of 2018 agreements related to economic cooperation and reducing military tensions. On Tuesday, South Korea's military said the North has begun reinstalling dozens of loudspeakers that had been used to blare propaganda across the border. The North also threatened to redeploy troops in parts of the demilitarized zone, resume military exercises in the border area, and cut off all official lines of communication with the South Korean government. A federal judge in Brazil ordered President Jair Bolsonaro to wear a face mask in public or pay a fine of nearly $400 a day. The judge said Bolsonaro is violating a local law in Brasilia aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. Bolsonaro has so far refused to cover his mouth at large political rallies where he comes in close contact with voters and children. Brazil has the world's second highest number of cases after the United States. The coronavirus is threatening the livelihoods of 600 million children in Southeast Asia, according to a UNICEF report just released. The report describes how the pandemic is unraveling decades of progress on health, education, and other advances for children in South Asia, and pushes as many as 120 million children into poverty, calls on governments to take immediate action. Jane Gao, the UNICEF regional director for South Asia, said without urgent action now, COVID-19 could destroy the hopes and futures of an entire generation. And Saudi Arabia says the annual Hajj pilgrimage, which usually draws more than 2 million Muslims from around the world, be limited this year to a relatively small group from within the kingdom due to COVID-19. The Hajj minister said that the number of people allowed to make the pilgrimage this year might be around 1,000. All Muslims from outside Saudi Arabia are barred from attending the pilgrimage. The Hajj is scheduled to start to end at the end of July. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.